Hello all and welcome back. Thank you so much everyone for continuing to get in touch, sharing your thoughts and opinions. The best place to do so, comment section below. And if you have a longer story, maybe some pictures, you can email hi@tuesdayatdobbs.com. I'm delighted to say we have just put in a mammoth new order, ready for the Christmas rush of our book, The Lost Biker Stories, charting some incredible tales from the 1950s all the way through to the 1980s. This was about probably over a year in the making, getting stories from all over the world to make that. So if you're looking for something, maybe a Christmas present, maybe a stocking filler, they're in stock right now. And also, these have been so popular. This is our Kalima Touro Libertatia, British fabric, made right here in Ipswich, England. That's our Kalima. It's been sold out for a week or so, but now Monica's mum, Rasa, who makes all of these by hand, start to finish, she's just finished another batch of those. So they are fully in stock, and again, they'll be fully stocked up for Christmas in black and Kalima. Let's start. Winter hacks. I love this topic. This is brilliant because it makes biking, for a lot of people, it means the difference between biking all year round and just having your bike as a summer toy, for example. A winter hack allows fun on motorbikes 365 days a year. I said last week, winter hacks are a thing of the past. Motorbikes now are so well built, there is no point in winter hacks because modern bikes don't really rust. You may get a bit of rust on a screw here or there, but they don't really rust. Spray them with a bit of protector, Lanigard, WD-40, whatever you fancy using, and they're going to be fine. I say this from experience, riding year-round on many different bikes, and anything from the year 2008 onwards, rust protection's so good, I've never had a speck of rust. You don't need a winter hack. My personal opinion, a lot of people disagree with me. Let's begin. This is from, I haven't saved the name, I'm so sorry. Freddie, a winter hack doesn't have to be for rust, but rather for comfort. Heated grips, for example, a seat and wind protection. I'd get, if it were me, a maxi scooter 500cc plus with all of the fixtures, and I'd put it on knobbly tyres for grip. Thank you, Mr. Unknown, for that. Do you know, I actually think this is one of the best recommendations possible for winter hack. I think this is actually the best tip for winter hack. Think about it. Maxi scooters. Lots of wind protection because of a scooter, so you get total leg and body protection. Plastic everywhere, so you're going to have lots of little nooks and crannies for storage. No chain, so you don't have to be adjusting the chain. Really ridiculously comfortable seat. And if you get a 500cc plus variant, look, it's as good as a motorbike. You could argue that the Honda Goldwing is basically like a scooter now, looks-wise. And I'm going to go for, when it came out in 2003, who can guess what it is? The biggest maxi scooter that had ever been made. Came out in 2003, I think it went through all the way to 2015. Who can guess yet? 54 horsepower, 238 kilos, it's a big beast, a 650cc. Any guesses? The original, the ultimate, Suzuki Bergman, 650 specifically. I think this represents not just a very sensible, practical winter hack. I think it represents something really fun and different. Because if we've got our motorbikes, for example, for the beautiful weather, why not go for something completely different? And a maxi scooter is completely different. It ticks every required box for winter hack. And I found the one that I would buy on Facebook Marketplace. It's right here, £1,750 for 2008 model, 15,000 miles on the clock, excellent condition, new drive bolt rollers plus all-in filter change, genuine reason for sale. Look at that, it's even got a back box with that massive front windscreen. It's perfect. Look no further, winter hacks, maxi scooters. But if you cannot bring yourself to considering a maxi scooter, Mr. B 1967 says this. Freddie, for that winter hack gentleman, if he wants a bike, an old cheap Honda NTV 700 is perfect for that. Shaft drive too. Who wants to be doing chain maintenance, especially in the cold, dark winter? Exactly that. Let's take a look. Honda. Well, the Honda NTV 700, otherwise known as the Deauville, otherwise known in some people's eyes as the Honda Dullville, the dullest motorbike ever made, but I personally disagree with that. I don't think it's possible to have a dull motorcycle, and I like a good, honest workhorse, and that is exactly what the Honda Dullville is. This is the one I found that I think is perfect. 2008 model, £1,500, listed 5 weeks ago, even at this appealing price. The owner has been using it to commute between Essex and London, doesn't need the luggage space anymore because he's relocating to London. Good condition, owned it for a year. A few little bumps and scrapes and some holes in the panniers, like this one, but I'm delighted by that because it means you're not going to be precious with it, and that's exactly what a winter hack's for. Damage like this means you're going to get the bike at a relative bargain price and you won't care if you drop it, which you may well do because it's a winter hack with slippery conditions. I would argue that they are the two best winter hacks you can get. Move on. Fulfilling my dream. I like a story like this. This comes in from Woody and his wife. Freddie, I retired early and decided to fulfill my lifelong dream of owning a bike. I bought a Kawasaki Versus 650 and a Royal Enfield Classic 350, both brand new, with the blessing from my wife, who wasn't keen on me having a bike, but knew how much I wanted one. She used to say how you wouldn't find me dead on the back of one of those things. Then one day she asked if I'd like to take her out for a short ride on the Classic 350. Just around the block, of course. So we set off, and 5 minutes later, we were nearly back home. But she said, carry on a little bit further. It turned out that we were out all afternoon, and she absolutely loved it. She'd been bitten. Last year, we took our first trip together to the Isle of Man, where we rode the TT Mountain Circuit, and a few weekends away in Wales. We then, how many people have done exactly this? What I'm about to read out is, I think, probably one of the single biggest motorcycle moves. When I was at the Motorcycle Live, the MCL show this weekend, which was excellent, by the way, more people I spoke to than any other had this exact model of bike by such a huge distance, it doesn't even have any competition. Get ready for the bike in question. Carrying on from Woody, we decided that we needed to upsize for more comfort. My dream bike was a BMW GS, but I thought I'd never afford one. But then I found it. 2018 model R1200 GS sat in a showroom with less than 6,000 miles on the clock. It was like brand new and within budget. The deed was done and I've never looked back. It goes to prove that you can have your dream bike if you have one a few years old and in the right condition. So far this year, we've toured, listen to this, straight into biking after retirement already. Toured France, Normandy, attended the local Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, rode the Ring of Kerry in Southern Ireland, toured the Picos in Northern Spain, and just got back from a trip in the Lake District. Oh, and by the way, this is interesting. Nobody waves to us on the GS, but everyone waves to us when we're on the Classic 350. What's all that about, Woody? Woody, I'll tell you, a few years ago, someone told me, and I think it may be true, BMW GS riders now have the same reputation as Harley Davidson riders had about 10 years ago. My personal experience, I find GS riders actually pretty decent. I've never had an issue with them, but a lot of people think GS riders are just as bad, if not worse, than Harley riders for only waving at GS riders. Let me know your thoughts on what you think about that. Great pics as well, Woody. It's just so inspirational seeing stuff like this. I love it. Now on to bike of the week, or I should say bikes of the week. I got insanely carried away by this, so much so that my bikes of the week are covering over half of this podcast episode. I think I got carried away because of my recent time in Morocco on a little adventure bike, the Mountain Goat of adventure bikes, the little Himalayan 450. I'm about to give some of my expert advice, but before I do begin, I thought I'd share some of the feedback on my advice from last week when I recommended to Rafael, the Polish gent, who wasn't sure if he should buy a Triumph Bobber or more practical T120. I said, go out and buy your Triumph Bobber, the dream, and make it work for you. And here's some of the feedback on my advice. Ben says, Rafael, ignore what Freddie said. The Bobber isn't the bike for the comfort and range issues you mentioned. And Mr. Dino's cool vids, he thought he'd just dig in that dagger a little more to him, and he said, Freddy hasn't a clue. So thank you both for that. Well, it's nice to be appreciated, isn't it? So I thought, because all of my feedback, or all of the feedback on my tips and expert knowledge has been so well received, why not give some more of my opinion? This is a really good one. This got me carried away. So, this is from Nathan. Freddie, my wife and I own... Oh, this is brilliant. We own 2018 T120s, each of us. We are native Floridians, and we've been spending our time traversing Florida, as there's always so much to see. We're planning a trip from Florida to the Arctic Circle. Florida to the Arctic Circle. I love this. I often watch overlanding, like Jeep Wranglers, the Americans doing the Arctic road trips up on motorbikes, Jeep Wranglers, Toyota off-roaders, stuff like that. Because it's your equivalent, the Americans' equivalent, of us going up to the Nord Cap in Norway. So it's so funny seeing just the little differences in the people, the houses, the scenery, and also how similar, really, a lot of the scenery is from the Norwegian Arctic Circle compared to the American, the Alaskan Arctic Circle. What a trip. Okay, so remember this. Big trip planned, Florida to the Arctic Circle. The trip would be 10,000 miles. Wow. Over the course of a few weeks, and would include large stretches of pavement and, remember this is important, and gravel and off-road sections. Those things in mind, where we go back and forth on upgrading the Triumph Bonneville T120s to be able to make the trip. Adding, for example, a windscreen, updating the suspension front and rear, updating the seats, adding cruise control, and so on. However, the other option, one we are fortunate to be able to consider, is picking up a pair of adventure bikes. We're looking at middleweight bikes, so things like, for example, the Aprilia Touareg 660 and the Yamaha Tenere, the T7. They come to mind, but we truly can't decide. We're also both relatively tall people. I'm 6'4", my wife being 5'8". So on longer rides, the pain does become very real. We've seen you do thousands of miles on the Bonneville, so we could go either way. What do you think? Nathan. Right, Nathan. I'm so glad you asked this now. It's like it's perfect. It's meant to be. Because on my recent trip to Morocco, with a couple of charming Canadian gents, I understood by the end of that week the real benefit of adventure bikes. I'll be completely honest, they did, by the end of that trip, make complete sense. Here's the reason. I can get 95% of places that an adventure bike can get in reality. But it's the way that an adventure bike can cover ground is and was the big revelation for me. We did a lot of off-road tracks, and the Bonneville could just about do 95% of the off-road tracks that we covered. But I'd be going at snail's pace to protect the Bonneville, and I would probably be doing some damage to the Bonneville. Whereas on the Himalayan, you're flying over at sometimes 40 miles an hour off-roading. The suspension's built to be abused. The whole bike itself is rugged and set up for off-road abuse. You can push adventure bikes to the limit off-roading, and they come alive more than I ever knew possible after we did a complete full day off-roading. They're bikes that are made for it. I know I'm stating the obvious here, but it's the first time I've really, really appreciated it. So yes, I could do most of the stuff on the Bonneville, but the adventure bike, the Himalayan, it does it with ease. You can feel it's made for this. It's made to smash over big stones and go through soft sand and things like that. It's so well suited for these kind of environments. It was just perfect. So instead of doing 15 miles an hour in the Bonneville, being worried about off-roading, I was doing 40 to 45 miles an hour, and the bike could still have done way more than that. Total revelation. So I will very happily admit that I see the huge benefit of adventure bikes. I really do, I mean that. With that in mind, Nathan, bear in mind I've still got the enthusiasm from that trip there. I'm going to say, because you say that you're in the lucky position where you can afford these adventure bikes, go out and buy two adventure bikes. And more than that, you've picked two incredibly good options here. Let's take a look at what you've picked, because one of these is going to be the bike of the week, but in reality, both could be. I love them both. We'll start with the Aprilia Touareg 660. This model came out in 2022, so we'll be looking for something within the past 3 years. 660cc, 204 kilo, 79 horsepower, designed and made in Italy. MCN say this. See, I'm a sucker for a name. Some of the Japanese names, like the NTX 550 or something like that, they're so boring. I want a proper name. Touareg is a proper name. Named after, this is from MCN, named after the indigenous Saharan nomads. The original Touareg was launched in 1985 and spewed a five-strong family of models that remained in production until 1994. And now, the Desert Racer. Sold. The name Touareg, Desert Racer, all of this, it's all I want to know. I now love any kind of vehicle, car or motorbike, that I think, yes, yes, I could travel the world in it. I don't care if 90% of my riding is going to be commuting to work. I just want to know I've got something that with the turn of a key, I can take it to the far corners of the world. There is something incredibly freeing and liberating about that. And now the Desert Race is back, featuring a 659cc parallel twin of the manufacturer's recently launched Aprilia RS 660 and Tuono 660, albeit with tweaked internals for better low and mid-range torque. MCN rate it 4 out of 5. Owners rate it, get ready for this, Aprilia Touareg, 4.6 out of 5 owner's rating. Really impressive. £10,900 for the Aprilia Touareg off Aprilia's website, brand new. But what's this I've just found while I was preparing the podcast this morning? The Aprilia Touareg Rally. £12,400. £1,500 more than the standard variant. But this bike came out in 2025, so it was launched this year. It's perfect. There are very few bikes for me. Because I'm appalling with my money with saving, I never build up loads of money because I've got the attitude of, if I've got it, I spend it. But even for me, with my bad attitude towards saving, I would consider somehow trying to afford this bike, somehow trying to get in place to afford a £12,000 bike. And it's not often I say that, but this is so special the way it looks. It's so evocative that I would consider taking a loan out for it. It's perfection. I cannot tell you how much I like this bike. Take the normal Aprilia Touareg and turn it into a desert racer, a Paris-Dakar racer, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. The huge sump guard underneath, proper metal. The high mud guard on the front. Strip back everything, the colour combo, the knobbly tyres, the spoked wheels with the gold trim around it. It's perfect. I love it so much. Everything about it, every centimetre of it. It's only just come out this year, so you are not going to get any bargains at all. You're not going to get anything cheap secondhand. You're going to have to spend £12,400 on that. But my Lord, is it worth it for that money? Yes, yes. I'll read a little bit about the Touareg Rally now, just in case you're not sold on it. The unbeatable, this is on Aprilia's website, the unbeatable Queen of Africa is finally available. Following on from the success of the Touareg Racing Project comes the Aprilia Touareg Rally, an unashamed derivation of the competition version crowned Queen of Africa in the Africa Eco Race. The new benchmark in two or in twin cylinders is set to dominate the most challenging off-road itineraries. Rally replica. The Aprilia Touareg Rally is available in the very same distinctive rally race replica colour of the bike ridden by Jacopo Ceruti, or Ceruti, when he crossed the legendary Dakar finishing line in first place. The fork, wheel rims, handlebar, designed for the very toughest enduro riding. I could go on and on. I love this bike. Big thing here. Lots of extra things they've added to make this bike even more hardcore. One big thing, 204 kilos for the standard Touareg drops down to 199 kilos. That's a 5 kilo weight loss for this bike. Sign me up. Look, I'm not going to find this secondhand, so I'm going to go for an original Aprilia Touareg for £5,995, 2023 model on Facebook Marketplace. And even so, this is a lovely looking bike, and sub 6K for a 2-year-old Touareg, this is superb value. I really like the color combo. It's got that rugged crash plate underneath it, immaculately maintained. And listen to this, listen to this. For sale is this low price due to finding a good deal on one of these over here, and I need to sell the bike first. So, purchased in the UK for European riding adventure, I'm based in New Zealand, so sadly it's time to let it go. This is a person that wants to sell it and doesn't care too much about losing a bit of money because they're back in New Zealand. Extremely tidy, runs beautifully. Someone grab this. This is a perfect opportunity here. Very rare to get something like that with the seller in the situation that they are in. Now to the second, Yamaha T7. In other words, Yamaha Tenere 700. 2019 to 2024, 700cc, 72 horsepower, 205 kilos. Tenere, what does that mean? Well, that's an equally cool name. That's desert. Well, that's a desert in the Sahara region. So they both have excellent, excellent names. MCN rate it 4 out of 5 stars. Owners rate it 4.4 out of 5. MCN say this, prioritizing simplicity. I like this. Prioritizing simplicity and aiming to give the rider a fair chance of handling what is still a heavy bike for off-road use. The Yamaha Tenere 700 was set to be the most manageable bike in its class when the tarmac stopped and the dirt began. So it offers stripped back riding experience during a time of increasingly complex rider electronics, one of the lightest middleweight adventure bikes, and possibly from MCN, the best all-rounder for the money. We had two big gents, Big D, Dave, and Mark, who are both on Tenere's on our trip, and they both really liked them. In fact, Mark liked his Tenere so much on the trip to Morocco that he was looking at buying one, that completely sold on it, completely. £10,104 for the base version, similarly to the Aprilia. If you want the rally version, that's £11,104. I think the rally version's worth it. I like the extra ruggedness, again, the bigger crash plate. A lot of them have the higher mudguard, a few extra bits. £1,000 well spent, I think. Again, it looks like it's ready to compete in the Paris-Dakar, any kind of rally, straight out the box. I really like that about it. And on that vein, you've both got, over in Canada, you've both got Triumph Bonneville T120s. So, wouldn't it be nice just to go completely different? If you're going to get an adventure bike, go hardcore rally spec adventure bikes. So, Nathan, that is what I think I would do. One of these two, no question at all. Let me show you what I found for the Yamaha. I've specifically looked for the rally one, and I've specifically looked for my favourite colour for the rally one, a kind of baby blue colour. On Auto Trader from Sports Bike Shop, £7,890 for a 5-year-old bike. That means, in relative terms, it's only actually about £3,400 cheaper than getting a brand new one from 2025. It's only depreciated about £3,300 in 5 years. That's how appealing and highly regarded these 700 Tenere's are. I could be tempted by one of these. I mean that, hand on heart. So there are options, and what options they are. So I have to pick a bike of the week here. I don't like staying on the fence. Okay, if it were my money and money wasn't an issue, I don't know how much you've got ready to go, Nathan, but look, I would go for that Aprilia Rally. But it's brand new, and it's perfectly good value, £12,000, but it's still a lot more than if you go secondhand. But if I had my pick, forget about money, I'd get the Aprilia Touareg Rally. If not, look, that Touareg secondhand 2023 model under 6K is almost impossible to ignore. I think I would go for that. I think that's a phenomenal deal for such a new bike. So there we go. Queen of the Sahara? Queen of Africa! Queen of Africa, my bike of the week. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching. I really hope you enjoyed the video. And I forgot to mention, I hope you like my new Victorian desk that I picked up on Facebook Marketplace. I finally found my desk for podcasting. Thanks all. Have a great week. I'll see you in the next one.